flies, I saw the dust fly. Think I'll just try another town. Outside my window, my weeping willow cry. She don't know that I'm glory bound. Take it home.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces say they're carrying out a limited counterterrorism operation in Rafah. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the White House is monitoring the situation where more than a million Palestinians are taking refuge.
Kirby said the Israelis told the administration the operation Monday was designed to cut off Hamas's ability to smuggle weapons and funds into Gaza, and not the size, scale, duration, and scope consistent with what would be a major ground offensive. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Stormy Daniels has been testifying much of the day in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, detailing her claim of a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006 and later getting paid by Trump's former fixer ahead of the 2016 election to keep their alleged affair quiet. Trump's defense attorneys accusing Daniels of lying about the encounter to make money. TikTok's parent company filing a lawsuit against the federal government for plans to ban the Chinese-owned app if it does not sell within the year. This is ABC News. A shooting outside the house of rapper Drake, just as his very public feud with rapper Kendrick Lamar heats up.
Two of the top rappers in the game, Kendrick Lamar and Drake, have gone back and forth in a 9-song feud over the past month or so, with the rhetoric really heating up this past weekend.
I love peace, but war ready if the world is ready to see you bleed.
On social media, Lamar posted a picture of Drake's Toronto mansion and implied sex offenders live there. Early Tuesday morning, there was a drive-by shooting outside Drake's house. A security guard was shot and is in serious condition. Was the feud a factor?
It is so early in the investigation that we don't have a motive at this time.
Inspector Paul Kravchuk also couldn't say whether or not Drake was home at the time. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A lock of Beethoven's hair is providing new clues on how he may have died. Scientists found high amounts of lead and arsenic in the composer's hair, which could explain his long list of health ailments and his early death. Lead was used in many wines and foods during his lifetime. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, lows down to around 49, southeast winds 15, gusts up to 20, scattered showers or thunderstorms ending early, then partly cloudy. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, north winds 10 to 15. Wednesday night, lows of 48, cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 7. And Thursday, showers tapering off by late morning, then mostly cloudy, highs of 62. It is 74 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
The room is hot and the pool is cold. Got HBO and the water pressure's always low, and the menu bar is empty, and good luck getting a good night's sleep right between the honeymoon suite and the 1980s vending machine where all they sell is Pepsi. So if your friends ask where to send your mail, there's a special place in hell, a zero star. Like you guys.
to sell. So save your prayers for someone else. The concierge won't be no help. He's always on vacation. I don't hate you, but I sure don't wish you well. There's a special place in
a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
That's Maren Morris, The Bones on WRCO. Coming up a little bit from now, around 4:30, we will have our evening news a bit earlier tonight, followed by high school sports as Richland centers at River Valley for high school softball. Phil Nee has the call. That will follow the news. Also, a quick note for some other sports-related news. Today's Wisconsin Heights at Riverdale softball game has been postponed. The Richland Center at Logan baseball games will not be played, and Sparta at Richland Center soccer canceled today.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Are you a car buff? Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival will be hosting their third annual car cruisin' on Friday, May 17th. Join us at the Riverdale School Bus Garage located at 426 North Wisconsin Avenue from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Jose's Food Truck and Jovita's Kitchen Food Truck offers you many menu options mid-afternoon, saving room for dessert with Other Brothers Ice Cream. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Muscadet Fitness, Muscadet Laundromat, Scott Industries, and WPPI for being proud sponsors of the festival.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Seniors of Riverdale High School, you've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors, from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. Let's go.
thinking of me. You know I got that same old Tennessee. 615, bitch, you feed up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first gun after your last gun with him. And you won't ever be single again.
Got me walking a tightrope across the lover's sky. But now I'm feeling the wind blow. I've never been so high. Promise me the moon. I'm reaching for the stars. I need a hand to hold. Baby, don't you let go now. Baby, don't you let go.
To get with Straight Talk Wireless, you get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Get ready.
Get ready for the adrenaline rush.
Adrenaline rush.
At the Hub City Dirt Drag this Saturday, May 11th at 2 p.m. Registration kicks off at 11.
With thrilling 300-foot drags from 2 p.m. on.
Whether you're in your daily driver
or a drag vehicle,
this event promises excitement for everyone.
Excitement for everyone.
Indulge in delicious food and drinks, but please note, no carry-ins allowed.
For more details,
contact Riley Anderson, 608-604-5143, or visit
HubCityDrags.com.
Don't miss out on the action-packed fun.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
To the amazing seniors of Dodgeville High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Reach for the stars. Wishing you the best from the House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Wilson Door and Construction, and by Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Full of good old boys. Raised up right.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Jets Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces say they're carrying out a limited counterterrorism operation in Rafah. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the White House is monitoring the situation where more than a million Palestinians are taking refuge.
Kirby said the Israelis told the administration the operation Monday was designed to cut off Hamas's ability to smuggle weapons and funds into Gaza, and not the size, scale, duration, and scope consistent with what would be a major ground offensive. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Stormy Daniels has been testifying much of the day in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, detailing her claim of a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006 and later getting paid by Trump's former fixer ahead of the 2016 election to keep their alleged affair quiet. Trump's defense attorneys accusing Daniels of lying about the encounter to make money. TikTok's parent company filing a lawsuit against the federal government for plans to ban the Chinese-owned app if it does not sell within the year. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
WRCO 100.9. For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73 39-4440.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news broadcast, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. It is 74 degrees, looking at temperatures falling to around 49 for a low tonight, and the sky's becoming partly cloudy.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Late Monday morning at approximately 11:15, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of an altercation at a residence on West Smith Road, rural Viroqua, West B in the town of Viroqua. It was reported that during the altercation, a firearm was discharged. Officers immediately responded and determined the victim, a female, age 41, was safe at a different location. As officers were establishing a perimeter, the suspect was seen running in a cornfield. The suspect, identified as Nikhil Germain Bettis, age 44, was taken into custody at approximately 11:30. The investigation continued. Evidence of a firearm discharge was discovered, and a handgun was later located. Nikhil Bettis was booked into the Vernon County Detention Center for first-degree recklessly endangering safety, battery, disorderly conduct, and domestic abuse. Bettis appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Monday afternoon for a bail hearing. Bond was set at $1,000 cash. At approximately 7 o'clock Monday night, the cash bail was posted and paid, and Bettis was released. He is due back on court Wednesday morning. Assisting the Sheriff's Office were the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, and the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. Vernon County Emergency Management also responded for aerial drone support. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. The longest-serving member of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board recently completed his third term. Bob Carey of Blue River, one of the original appointees of Governor Tommy Thompson in 1989, served for 8 years before retiring, but came back for two more stints on the board. The first returned to fill the remainder of the term vacated by Nick Nice's resignation due to medical issues in 2013, and then again in 2023 under similar circumstances when Steve Wetter resigned. Even before the Riverway Board was formed, he served on the Local Officials Advisory Committee in 1988 when he was Blue River Village President, and then continued on with the new Riverway Board, serving in several key leadership positions. Rich Tenpas of Muscadet has replaced Carey. Tenpas is a native of Sheboygan, but spent his career as an engineer in Stockton, Illinois, before retiring to Muscadet several years ago. He is an avid canoeist, angler, and outdoorsman, a trapper and wilderness adventurer who has paddled hundreds of miles into the Canadian wilderness and other remote regions of North America. Ten Pass admits he and his wife are relatively new to the Driftless area, but said it feels like home and he is delighted to serve as a member of the Riverway Board. There will be more space for travelers at the La Crosse Regional Airport as two of the three daily flights to Chicago will be on larger planes. American Airlines is now using E-175 jets that will have room for 26 more passengers as well as a first-class option. The change comes about a year after Delta Airlines stopped servicing the Cooley region. Last month, American Airlines added an additional flight to Chicago to get to the current total of three daily flights. A public hearing to decide if former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gow will be removed from its faculty has been scheduled. Gow was fired as chancellor in December after the Board of Regents found out he had been making pornographic videos online. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan filed to remove Gow from the staff at UW La Crosse last month for unethical and potentially illegal conduct and for violating the university's IT policy. The public hearing will be on June 19th and will be open to the public. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. This month is a time to discuss how mental health is an important part of our overall health and well-being. Struggling with your mental health is not a sign of weakness, and you are not alone. Last year, the Sauk County Health and Wellness Steering Committee partnered with Credible Mind to help provide free and confidential access to mental health and well-being resources. Whether you are experiencing anxiety or depression, want to tackle that something isn't right feeling, or want to support your current level of well-being, Credible Mind has resources to get you started on your self-care journey. Using Credible Mind, you can access over a dozen scientifically proven assessments that help you understand your mental health. These assessments cover topics like anxiety, depression, loneliness, substance use, and more. Thousands of expert-reviewed apps, podcasts, books, articles, and videos across hundreds of mental health topics, and tools that help you focus on building skills to thrive mentally and emotionally at work, with your family and friends, and in your community. Get started today at saukcounty.crediblemind.com. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. Call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. A number of Red Cross blood drives will be held this week. The American Red Cross is in need of donors to help protect the blood supply. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. A blood drive is being held today until 6 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church of Baraboo. Area high schools will be holding blood drives tomorrow. The first one is scheduled at River Valley High School from 8 to 2. The second will be at Richland Center High School from 9 to 2. A third will be held from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. And a fourth will be held from 11 to 4 at the Weston School District. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proclaimed this week as Teacher Appreciation Week in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has nearly 68,000 teachers and educators in the public school system, with over 110,000 full-time staff employed at schools in the state's 421 public school districts.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44 of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Thursday from 5 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel. Daryl Duane Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Duane Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After the first line came in of heavy downpours, high temperatures had a chance to soar to the low 70s. Now, more showers and thunderstorms threaten to strike. This as a warm front lifts to the northeast of us and a cold front slams in from the west. The punch that these storms could be packing is some heavy downpours, hail, and gusty, damaging winds. The main threat for tornadoes stays well to the east of us. Overnight, spotty showers and isolated storms wind down as we stay mostly cloudy. Lows will hit near 50, and tomorrow we'll wake up to a mix of sun and clouds. And we get to soak up some mild temperatures with highs in the mid-70s. But by tomorrow night, more clouds thicken and showers are likely again. And more claps of thunder could be heard, especially after 7 p.m. This means for Thursday morning, we'll be waking up to showers, eventually tapering off by late morning, but we'll be stuck battling breezy winds out of the northwest and cooler temperatures. In fact, under mostly cloudy skies, I think we'll only hit highs in the low 60s. We get a little bump up to some warmer temperatures for Friday, into the upper 60s under partly cloudy skies and feeling pretty nice. But more scattered shower chances push in by night. Saturday, we'll push into the upper 60s under mostly sunny skies. And this will continue into Sunday with even warmer temperatures into the low 70s. More spotty showers are possible overnight Sunday and into early Monday, but we clear things out pretty quickly and become quite seasonal, back to the low 70s. And dare I mention again, I feel like I'm on repeat, spotty showers are possible again by Monday night. It's spring, isn't it? So be sure to have those rain boots, raincoat, and umbrella close by. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 75 and a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was also 75 degrees, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1934 was 92 degrees, with a record low of 24 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 52. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:10, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:46. The winds are out of the southwest at 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.43, and we have received 46 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's one-day-only amazing plant sale will be held at the Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center's Kroska Park this Saturday, May 11th. The sale will feature a large variety of potted plants, bushes, shrubs, and hanging plants, all at very reasonable costs. And as a special treat, in addition to its normal hours of 10 until 2 this Thursday and Friday, the OMHS Animal House Food Stand will also be open on Saturday, with all proceeds from both the plant sale and Animal House going toward the care of OMHS animals awaiting their forever homes. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers play tonight in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Colin Ray will start the game for Milwaukee. First pitch time 6:40 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Most of Major League Baseball is under the lights this evening, including San Diego with the Cubs and the Mets at St. Louis. It's Minnesota hosting Seattle as well. From the NBA playoffs, Cleveland at Boston and Dallas at Oklahoma City, the two games tonight. And from the NHL playoffs, Carolina plays at the New York Rangers and Colorado at Dallas. A former top recruit for the University of Wisconsin men's basketball program is moving on to Seton Hall. 6'9" Gus Yaldin announced he had entered the transfer portal last month. The Appleton native suffered an offseason foot injury before his freshman year, then took an absence from the team and never played for the Badgers. He took a redshirt year as well. And the Packers are expected to sign quarterback Jordan Love to a new high-dollar contract extension. Analyst Matt Schneidman says he doesn't expect Love to play in a game or even a joint practice without a new deal. Expect the multi-year agreement to put a dent in the organization's bank account worth about $50 million a year. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports. Today's spotlight shines toward River Valley Schools. The Blackhawks are taking on the Richland Center Hornets in softball today in Spring Green, and the game is coming up from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, our pregame show set the stage for tonight's action next.
Hi, this is Garrett. Join us this Thursday through Saturday for Vitesnik Power Sports' 50th Anniversary Spring Open House. Discover the latest models and gear up for your next adventure. Get factory rebates and Vitesnik cash up to $5,600 on select models while supplies last. Or rates as low as 3.99 for 60 months with approved credit on select models. Don't miss the Spring Open House at Vitesnik Power Sports this Thursday through Saturday, Highway 14, Richland Center. Celebrating 50 years of great customer service, it's what we do. Vitesnik Power.
The Richland Center Hornets are coached by Jacob Sarian. They're looking to improve as this season continues, and we look toward the postseason up now just a couple of weeks away.
We have a limited number on varsity, but we're getting in their reps when we can, and I think we also are seeing some girls on the JV level and even lower that will likely be able to grow and move on up into our program.
The key is to play, and are there some opportunities coming up in the summertime, too, where they can play in leagues and things like that?
Yep. Some girls play in their own leagues. We're allowed a certain number of contact days. Last year, a lot of the girls went into a summer league and were able to play together and still get some reps in and continue learning and building. So it's been good.
Jacob Sarian, coach of the Richland Center Hornets softball team. The Hornets are on the road at River Valley, and it's our featured game coming up.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. River Valley hosts Richland Center in area softball. The Blackhawks are coached by longtime head coach Jane Briel.
The way that they've come together and what they've turned out to be, we've got
15 kids on our roster, and only three of them have any varsity playing experience. And the group has really just responded well to the things that we've asked them to do. They've worked hard in practice doing the things we've instructed them on and making adjustments. I think, defensively, we know that we've got to continue to work, and that has made, we've made improvements there. Anybody that looks at our schedule knows that I schedule a very, very tough non-conference schedule, and I schedule it to help the players improve. And I continue to stress that to the kids so as to not have them get down on themselves and down on each other if we weren't successful in those ball games. But those games have set us up for where we are right now.
Right. A lot of Madison area schools and teams, bigger schools too, right?
Correct, yes. We started our season out with the returning state champion in Division IV with Waterloo, and then it didn't get any easier when we went to and played against Mount Hora. Then we were scheduled to play against Broadhead, and we scheduled Stoughton, and we scheduled McFarland. And so we look at keeping those teams on our schedule, even if we have new talent coming in that we need to work with, because I think it's beneficial for us. And quite frankly, I want to keep those teams on my schedule to help us to continue to grow.
River Valley softball coach Jane Briel, her team hosts Richland Center. It's coming up on WRCO Radio Sports.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier